Earlier this week, the U.S. Supreme Court blocked a major part of President Obama's climate change agenda, the Clean Power Plan. That rule, which would limit carbon dioxide emissions from existing coal-fired power plants, is now on hold until legal challenges against it are resolved. Wyoming is one of the 27 states to sue the federal government over the regulations. Our Inside Energy reporter Lee Patterson joins Caroline Ballard to talk about what it all means.
Thanks for having me, Caroline.
So what exactly happened here?
So this is a major blow to the Obama administration. And basically what happened is that the Supreme Court has put the rule on hold. It was a 5-4 decision, and the court has stayed implementation of the Clean Power Plan while legal challenges to it are resolved. So the rule is not dead. It's just on hold for now, basically. And so states involved in this litigation, including Wyoming, wanted the stay because the rule is forcing some very long-term decisions in the power sector, especially by utility companies. And those decisions mostly had to do with shutting down old, inefficient coal-fired power plants and planning to build new natural gas-fired power plants. And the argument is basically that states shouldn't have to be doing any of this until they know that there's actually something to comply with, that the rule is a sure thing.
And as a refresher, what is the Clean Power Plan?
Good question. It's the first ever federal rule to limit CO2 emissions from existing coal-fired power plants. It was finalized this summer. It requires dramatic emissions cuts from the power sector, around 32% from 2005 levels by the year 2030. And the Clean Power Plan, known as the CPP, requires every state to submit its own compliance plan that will help it meet its emission targets. And if they don't, the federal government will give them a plan, which is obviously not ideal. So that's basically the Clean Power Plan in a nutshell.
27 states are a part of this lawsuit. Why are there so many states challenging this?
The objections generally focus on federal overreach. The argument is basically that under the Clean Air Act, the federal government doesn't have the power to regulate carbon dioxide emissions from coal-fired power plants. And then there's the so-called war on coal. The Clean Power Plan is often lumped into the rhetoric surrounding this argument, which is essentially a perception that federal actions are killing the coal industry. Many coal-producing and coal-consuming states see the Clean Power Plan as central to the war on coal and really one of the main reasons that the industry is struggling.
What does all of this mean for coal in Wyoming?
There was a lot of positive reaction in the state when the decision came down. Wyoming's coal industry, and really the coal industry everywhere, is going through some tough times. And so the fact that this rule is now on hold is widely seen as a good thing in Wyoming, because under the Clean Power Plan, we would likely burn a lot less coal. But here's the thing. Coal is not only struggling because of regulations like the Clean Power Plan. Coal is also dealing with low natural gas prices, decreasing demand in Asia, and the industry has a lot of debt on its books. So even if the Clean Power Plan went away, poof, no longer existed, the coal industry would still be struggling with these other factors.
Okay, Lee, what is next? Where does this leave the Clean Power Plan legally?
Well, the Obama administration has expressed confidence that the rule will stand up to legal review. But the Supreme Court decision was split 5-4. So that really suggests that some of the justices have serious doubts about that plan. The stay could indicate that the court's conservatives are ready to just completely throw out the rule if it ever comes to them. It's important to note that this is not the first time the court has ruled against the EPA recently. There have been two cases, one relating to the cost of mercury regulations for power plants, and another which dealt with the interpretation of air pollution to include CO2 in all contexts. So all of this could indicate that this Supreme Court is not going to go along with the agency's interpretation of the law, but in terms of next steps, getting back to your question, a lower court will begin hearing arguments in this case, the legal challenge brought by 27 states, most likely in June. But here's a really important point. Despite legal challenges and some very strong rhetoric from lawmakers in Wyoming and elsewhere, many states are still planning ahead, coming up with implementation plans, because ultimately the Clean Power Plan might survive legal challenges.
Lee Patterson is part of our Inside Energy team. We look forward to hearing more from you as the situation develops.
Thanks, Caroline.
Thanks for being here.